is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Edith Wharton, born Edith Newbold Jones in New York City, 1862, to a ship-owning and real estate family connected to high society in New York. She took to writing early, wrote her first novel when she was 11 years old. She married young, a loveless marriage to a banker named Edward Robbins Wharton, who was mentally ill, alcoholic. The story was that Edith Wharton was in love with another man named Walter Barry, whose photo she kept on her mantelpiece next to the photo of her husband. Edith Wharton, who wrote, "I wonder, among all the tangles of this mortal coil, which one contains tighter knots to undo and more tugging and pain and diversified elements of misery than the marriage tie." It's the birthday of the writer and comedian John Belushi, born in Chicago, 1949. Started an improv comedy group with a couple of friends in a rough neighborhood in Chicago, then auditioned for the improv group Second City, and moved on to The Lemmings, a satirical group out of National Lampoon magazine, which was a huge hit in New York City in 1973. They were booked for 6 weeks in Greenwich Village. The show went on for 10 months. And in 1975, he was recruited to be a member of a Saturday late-night comedy variety show to be broadcast from Rockefeller Center in New York, Saturday Night Live, in which he played the samurai warrior and the leader of a band of killer bees. And the Greek owner of a luncheonette, where the only dialogue from the counterman to the cook was cheeseburger, chips, and Pepsi, starred in a low-budget National Lampoon movie, Animal House, which became a cult classic, and then made a movie with Dan Aykroyd, The Blues Brothers, based on a routine they'd done frequently on Saturday Night Live. John Belushi, known for high-energy comedy, who died at the age of 33 of an overdose of cocaine and heroin at a hotel on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. A biography, Wired, The Short Life and Fast Times of John Belushi, by Bob Woodward, came out in 1985. Here's a poem for today, a poem in four sections by Robert Bly, entitled Snowfall in the Afternoon. 1. The grass is half covered with snow. It was the sort of snowfall that starts in late afternoon, and now the little houses of the grass are growing dark. 2. If I could reach down near the earth, I could take handfuls of darkness, a darkness that was always there, which we never noticed. 3. As the snow grows heavier, the corn stalks fade farther away, and the barn moves nearer to the house. The barn moves all alone in the growing storm. 4. The barn is full of corn and moving toward us now, like a hulk blown toward us in a storm at sea. All the sailors on deck have been blind for many years. Snowfall in the Afternoon, a poem by Robert Bly, from Eating the Honey of Words, New and Selected Poems, published by Harper Flamingo, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noriko Okabe. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.